Hi, my name is William Bird. You can just call me Will. This is the first installment of the podcast. Today, I just wanted to talk about a few things in regards to just college and general life advice that I find pretty useful for myself. The first thing I'll say is that, you know, going into college, you know, my mindset was is that I was told by professors or teachers in high school, you know, like, in college they're not going to do this, in college they're not going to do this. And I got to college, and what I kind of figured out was is that college is a place that rewards thought, rewards creativity. And it was really exciting to, you know, go into my first ever college course, and the first day it was U.S. history, and, you know, be told, you know, rethink the way you've been taught. Don't just take everything as truth, and, you know, that intentions are everything and all of this. And we talked a lot about, you know, how even if someone wrote something in paper that you couldn't, you know, wrote a letter detailing their intentions, that you really can't prove that. You know, they might have been forced at gunpoint, you know, like Joseph Stalin, if he would have wrote something saying, "This is why I did this," you know, you really cannot prove that. So you're working off of an incomplete, you're locking off, you're going off an incomplete notion. But anyways, I got to college, and what I quickly realized is that no one really knows what they're doing. Across the board, everyone's kind of confused, and everyone's trying to find out what they're good at. And it made me really think hard about why I'm in college, why I'm actually doing this. And that became really interesting for me. And as I got into college and trying to decide what I was going to major in, one of the things I found out pretty quickly is that, especially with a business degree, is there's not really a specific field that is better than the other. And that was scary, you know, because every field has its specialties, whether it be management, marketing, finance, accounting, information systems. You know, these are all really interesting fields. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about today is pretty simple, and it's something that early on in college, if you master, that you'll become an expert in most everything. And that is the art of saying no. So in learning how to say no, pretty much it comes down to two reasons. Is you have to learn how to say no, because if you say yes to everything, you're going to perform at a subpar level. You're not going to be performing in an optimal state. And by saying yes to all opportunities, what you're doing is you're becoming an interesting person. You know, you're saying yes to everything without really evaluating what is going on. And for me, that is something that, you know, I needed to learn early on in college. You know, I was involved with the campus ministry. I was doing a lot of things. I was trying to become involved in a lot of student organizations. And what I found was is that I made no time for myself, no time for my mental health. And it wears on you. And about the end of my freshman year of college, I had a panic attack outside of our library. And, you know, I didn't really understand what it was or what it meant. But what I kind of nailed down was is that the fact that I had been so focused on saying yes to everything and not saying no to things, that I had said no to myself and no to my health and no to a lot of things, and I was pleasing everyone else except for myself, and wasn't making time to do the necessary things that I needed to do. So when you're going into college, keep that in mind. A lot of college is going to be tempting to say yes to everything, and you have to evaluate things. And when people ask you to do things, whether it be off-campus ministries, on-campus student organizations, professors, conferences, really think deeply about why you're saying yes and why you are doing the things that you're doing, and be conscious of your decisions. And the best way to do this is to categorize what you do. And what I mean by that is to say that, you know, over here is student organization, over here is class, and over here is this. And to automatically assume that you can only have two of those three things. So you can have, and I've always heard it put like this too, in college you can have sleep and a social life, but you can't have the grades, or you can have the grades and a social life, but you can't have sleep, or you can have grades and sleep, but you can't have the social life. And that's pretty true. So what I would say is categorize what your priorities are. And also another thing, kind of going off subject, but that word priorities is kind of an oxymoron, because the word priority is, it's before everything else. You can't have multiple priorities. So scratch what I just said about priorities. Create a priority. Create what that priority is for you in college. If it's for a 4.0 GPA, that's a worthy goal, but it's not everything. You know, I would say much more that, you know, creating lasting friendships and creating a lot of good memories is probably the most important aspect of college. But another really important aspect of college, something that I love about college, is learning. And for yourself, create an opportunity for you to come out on top, to learn something. And today, you know, that's been on my mind, is, you know, looking at my college career and thinking back about the things that I've done, the places I've been, and, you know, the opportunities I've been given, all by God, of course. But I look back and I go, what was this all for? And it's for the practice of learning, for experimenting, to learn more about yourself as a person. And you'll be much happier, you know, that you became a person who's more interested in learning than a person who's interested in grades. Because a lot of people just want the 4.0 GPA and they never really learn anything. You know, they just get the test from a friend, or, you know, they get a good study guide, and or they cheat, or, you know, however they need to do it, they get the 4.0 and they don't learn. I would suggest going to college, the two skills you need to know, two biggest skills. First one is how to say no, and saying no to more things. Putting boundaries in your life is very important, and it's a necessary step of becoming a knowledgeable and mature adult. And the second one is learn. Learn as much as you can about as much as you want to. Become curious and become someone who is going to explore a lot of different things. So that's pretty much it for today's podcast. This is just a trial run. You know, I might publish this one. I think I'm going to publish it. I don't really know what this is going to be called yet. We'll just play it by ear and see how it goes. But, you know, that right there is pretty much everything I have. So that's it. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much does it for the first episode of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was everything you expected it to be. But anyways, this is the first episode, and there will be more. I look forward to talking about, you know, social media use, limiting social media use, and becoming better at being more present, being more focused. And we'll get on that next week. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.